says, "Hey, Bud, the Weekend Mixer with Jenna from Bud Distributing."
It has been pretty drab outside, and it's just like a blah mood. So it's always great when you see Jenna walk through the door with wine and beer.
Yes, it is, isn't it, though?
You just brighten up my afternoon here. So today we're sampling wine and beer. We're going to start with wine. Looks like there's two new wines.
Yeah, so Free Run, which is obviously the Round Barn Tabor Hill conglomerate of wineries. Kind of a small batch winery, you know, makes really nice different blends. And just like I said, it's like more like an on-premise or very, very small batch. Mm-hmm. And so Free Run is making a Pinot Meunier, which essentially is a dry rosé. So that's like the actual, like a French term. Of this style of wine. So it's very delicious. I love it. It's very crisp, very clean. People have that perception of rosé that it's going to be sweet. Mm-hmm. This one definitely is not. Most rosés actually are pretty dry, but I think this is a real crowd pleaser and going to be something that's going to be great in the summertime.
I just took a sip of this and it has convinced me to go and get a bottle for dinner tonight. Seriously. Yes. I'm not a sweet drinker, but sometimes a dry can almost be overbearing if you have a few glasses. This would definitely not be the case for this.
You know, the fresh red fruit flavors of it, a little bit, you know, a little bit of that sugar comes from that, but it's more of like a natural sweetness, not like that super like added sugar type sweetness. So it's very delicious, very crisp, very dry, and something we're really excited to be distributing. So
it is yummy. I would highly suggest trying this one out. Tell me the name, full name again.
Pinot Meunier.
Color is really beautiful.
It's perfect, right? And yeah, it's kind of a rare grape, the Pinot Meunier. It's very, very rare. So it's kind of a special treat to have a Michigan winery making this.
I always like to see local places that do great options like this too. So this is one of your local wineries. Again, Free Run, they're Round Barn essentially. Can we find this basically distributed?
Yeah, so we just started distributing it not too long ago, getting out more in the marketplace. Before, it was definitely more, and you're going to see it a lot more at restaurants than anything, because it is a very small batch thing. Of course, they have it out there at their retail space, but I think, you know, people are going to be looking for this for the summer. So I'm really excited about this one. I have yet to try this. This is brand new. We just got this in, and I'm really excited about it. It is 12 Corners, so another local winery, and they are doing a triple berry. So it's got blueberry, blackberry, and raspberry.
This is different.
Yes. And so I love the label. The label's great. It's very springish, very summerish. Yeah.
It reminds me of, like, you could put that in my Easter basket if you'd like.
I was just going to say, like, I feel like this is just going to be ridiculous around Easter time. Yes. Because I feel like, again, you could do baskets with it for the adult Easter basket, right? Beautiful, beautiful package. And I'm excited about the wine.
We haven't tried it yet, but we're going to all try it together for the first time. As Jenna said, she has not tried it yet. But I bet you this would also make a good sangria. Considering that sangrias you mix a lot of fruit with, you could throw some orange in there to make that a little bit more citrus with the berries. So this is new, triple berry from 12 Corners. If you've never been to 12 Corners, if you haven't been to any of the local wineries, go check them out. They all offer something unique, but 12 Corners has huge bar area. More than one. It's actually a few sides. Can definitely tell it's going to be fruity.
Oh, it is.
It's got that dark color to it. It is a red wine, if you didn't already guess.
It's a beautiful
that berry
color.
It's like a very deep purple almost. And of course, obviously with the blackberry and the blueberry, it's going to have that color.
This is a total kick for sweet wine drinkers right here.
Definitely a very sweet wine. It's actually like on they have the barcode on there that kind of shows you like how dry, how sweet, I love. If you're shopping, you can see. So this is the sweetest.
If you like sweet wine, this is the wine for you. You're going to love it. Typically, fruit wine like this also is a pretty good price too.
Yes. Yep. So this is going to be like a $9.99 on
Perfect.
The shelf. So under $10.
I say you make a sangria out of this, and just if you want to, like someone like myself want to tone down the sweetness, add some like club soda.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Make it a little more of like a frizzante.
Yep.
We first tried the Free Run Cellars, their Pinot Meunier, very delicious. And then the Triple Berry from 12 Corners. Both kind of new additions into our marketplace. Pinot Meunier they've been making for a little while, but we just started to really get out there distributing it. So we're excited to have both.
Very good. We're going to be back in probably about 10 to 15 minutes. We're going to sample some light, low calorie beers, right?
That's right.
Lindsay K says, "Hey, Bud, the Weekend Mixer with Jenna from Bud Distributing."